Welcome back to the Marion County PM Sports page on KNIA KRLS. We're joined right now on the program by Cole and Drew Jantz, and they're a couple of brothers from Pella who just recently, earlier this month, came back from the International Karting Federation Grand Nationals held in Brookings, South Dakota, and they come back with four Grand National titles, two between the two of them. So welcome you guys to the program. Excited to talk to you. Cole, just because you're the older one, I'm going to start with you first. Let's kind of flash back to that weekend for you and your brother. That just sounds incredibly exciting.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great chance to start competing with some of the best competition in the world, really. We've been competing with the big competition, and it's just great to do that and really show what you have for everybody else. And it's really a great starting point in our career to try to spark off and get a lot of recognition for something else.
And Drew, just to kind of put the magnitude of this in perspective, I mean, this is the Nationals. This is the biggest event in the country for your sport. And even to come away with one title would have been a pretty impressive feat. And yet you guys come away with four between the two. Try to put that into perspective for me.
I mean, as soon as we won the first one, the first day, it was the first class we had, really. And we would have been perfectly happy if we would have came home with just that. To get three more than that, it's just amazing for us and lifelong dream, really.
Drew, if I remember correctly, it was you that got the first one. How was that to win over Big Brother right away?
It was pretty exciting. I mean, he works just as hard as I do, and it was a team effort.
Cole, on that then, I'm sure that kind of fueled your fire a little bit as well to try to even that tally out.
Yeah, I mean, it was great to see Drew win. It was a very close finish, actually. It was about 1,000th between me and Drew of a second. So I was very happy after I kind of got over not winning and just being bummed out. I was really happy for Drew. I mean, he's a great race car driver, and I was so glad to see him win on the biggest circuit in go-kart racing.
And you guys are both in the Junior 2 classification, which is 13 to 15 years old, and that's the ages that you are. Cole, you're 15, Drew, 13. And I know you've had a chance in your careers before to race against each other, but what is that like when you're in the same division?
It's really competitive. I mean, me and him, we don't want to lose to each other, so we have to win, otherwise we catch a lot of gruff over the week. And then we have to really back it up the next weekend if we lose or if we win. It's kind of fun.
Drew, do you like racing with your older brother?
Yeah, it makes me better, I think, as a racer, because he has a lot more experience than I do, you know, like a year or so, and it's just great to learn from him.
Again, IKF Grand Nationals champions Cole and Drew Jantz joining us right now on the Marion County PM Sports page on KNIA KRLS. I wanted to talk to you guys a little bit about the actual races that you won, because they are four different engine classifications, if I understand that correctly. And so, Drew, I'm going to come back to you. Your titles came in the two-cycle and four-cycle. Can you explain to me, I guess, maybe what the differences are between those engines?
The two-cycle engine is a more powerful engine than the other four-cycle engine that we run, but they're both pretty equally powerful.
So then, I guess the next question I'd have, and Cole, I'll come back to you, is are you switching out engines then on the same cars? Do you race different cars with different engines?
In the four-cycle division, we had it on four separate days, and then the two cycles we actually ran as well as the four cycles, so we had two different go-karts per kid. That was a very, very tough thing to do, considering how much time we had. We only ran six classes a day total for the whole entire class to be racing there, and then we had a week long to do it. So they tried to run the show pretty fast because the weather there is very intense. It really just pops up. So they run the show through pretty fast, and we really have to hustle to get back to the two cycles, then go back to the four cycles, and then back to the two cycles. So it does get to be very wearing on me and Drew, and I mean, it's very physical for us.
And Cole, we talked about what Drew's titles came in. Let's talk a little bit about yours. Describe the classes. What's different between the two that you won your Grand National titles in?
Drew won in the flathead division. It's a little bit more general motor in the four-cycle category. But I won in the overhead valve category, which is, we call it the animal motor. And I'm not quite sure why they do that, but it's really just an overhead valve motor. It's got about 5 horsepower stock, and then what we do is we really amp it up. It runs on methanol, and it really turns out to be about 13 to 14 horsepower, which is very remarkable for the quality and the size of the block that we have. So it's a very powerful, torquey engine.
Drew, you guys grew up around sprint car racing. We just came off of the weekend with the Nationals, and it sounds like the format for these IKF Grand Nationals is pretty comparable in the fact that you've got several days of racing and I'm sure multiple heats. How does that format work for you to eventually make yourself to the final race and give yourself that chance to win that national title?
Well, first we start off the day with hot laps, and it's just where You get on the track with your whole general class, you know, not specific weight. You just go out there and you make, you know, 20 laps or so, you know, yellow, and then they move what they call the discs down, which is like kind of the guidelines around the track, and it gets rubber on two lanes of the track, really, is what there is. And then we go into heat races, and we have two of those. So you draw a number, and that's where you start in the first one, and then they invert. So it's the opposite of what you drew in the first one, and then you start with that in the second one, and it's like basically the overall top five of each heat make it to the feature, which is the Grand National.
The points that we draw from finishing in the heat races is where you end up lining up. So if you win both of your heat races, chances are if nobody else does the same thing, you're going to start on the pole depending on your draw number. And then if there's a tie, the person that has the better draw or the lower number will start in the position ahead of you.
Again, if you're just tuning into the Marion County PM Sports page on KNIA KRLS, we're talking with Cole and Drew Jansen from Pella. They're IKF Grand National Champions, which is karting. We've been talking karting this whole time here, but I actually kind of wanted to talk about your roots in racing. I mentioned you guys are both very familiar with sprint car racing because of your father, Jerry. So let's talk a little bit about his role in your life. Cole, what are some of your memories from growing up around racing from a very early age?
Well, my dad, he quit racing sprint cars as soon as I was born. And I heard a lot of stories from the time I was a very young child. My dad has a lot of talent. He's a very talented race car driver. And he's got a lot of desire to win. And that really helped build on our racing program when we started. But my dad, he was very talented when he started. So I think that the best memory I have is probably going to the IKF Grand Nationals when he was racing a few years back. I think that was in 2004. He won 3 Grand National titles, which is very remarkable for one person, and I was really glad to be a part of it, and it was a lot of fun for me being so young to be around him in a big success like that.
Drew, do you think that was kind of difficult for him to let go of some of his racing career when you guys were coming along?
I think it was pretty very difficult from him and for him, and you know, he's still been thinking about getting back in a go-kart, you know, not a sprint car, but. And, you know, that's what I think he's getting a ride from our engine builder right now.
Well, let's talking a little bit more about just kind of how you guys got started. This has become a real big family thing. This is a great opportunity for you to learn from and work with your father. Talk about him getting you started in this sport and just kind of what those first races were like. And Drew, I'll come back to you on this.
First races were just really tough for me. I wasn't quite grasping the whole thing about, you know, am I going to be cut out for this? And about third to second race, I really started to, you know, get the hang of it and start, you know, really liking it. And it's just how I built from there.
Cole, for you, we were talking about this earlier. You got the bug right away.
Oh, yeah. I started out, I had a lot of success early on, and I think that probably helped a lot in the fact that we were, you know, really started to be breakout race car drivers. And my dad really is a huge factor in that. He really is the mastermind behind this whole deal. Right now, I mean, we're having the interview, but behind the scenes, it's really my dad's hard work as well as me and Drew's that make this race team really work. And he does a lot of the setup stuff and things of that nature that really make the program what it is.
That's something that you said to me earlier that I was really fascinated by, was that it would have been easy for you guys to start racing earlier. But you said that it was your dad's patience that allowed you to be successful. Talk about that.
Absolutely. I think, and a lot of other people's opinions as well, that when you start a child too early, that they develop many bad habits. They tend to run on the racetrack a little bit higher than you should. And I think that's probably one of the best examples of the mistakes that they make early. And it's really hard to break those mistakes once they get to be our age, and sometimes it can really put a damper on the speed that they develop as a race car driver when they get to our age, when it's really important to develop quickly and mature fast.
Drew, for you, what do you think helped you to learn and grasp things quickly?
Honestly, it was my brother Cole and watching my dad race when I was, you know, just a little runt sitting on the stands. I just always watched people, and it was really fascinating to me. I always played in the dirt, really, but once I started watching it, it just really caught on, and that's where I learned most of my habits.
And your home track, your local track, is in Newton at the Newton Kart Club. How did racing there help you to kind of cut your teeth and get ready for bigger and more maybe difficult tracks?
Well, my dad says it, and I believe it. Me and my brother both believe it. If you can be good at Newton, you can be good anywhere. It's a pretty complex track. It has really high banking on the back straightaway, and it's pretty flat on the front straightaway.
Stay tuned. More with Cole and Drew Jansen of Pella coming up next on the Marion County PM Sports page on KNIA KRLS.